Good morning. I'm glad you're here. Please pray with me. Oh, Holy Father, we bow before you in the name of our Lord Jesus. We thank you for gathering your people. We thank you for the blessed occasion of our gathering, and we pray that you would be with us this day, that you would give us what we need. We thank you for the blessed privilege to have the Holy Scriptures in our own language so that we can read and study and discuss and profit from them. Father, we pray that we might do that this day. We pray that our teaching and our preaching might edify your people, might glorify your Son, might honor your holy name. And we pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Please open your Bibles to the book of the prophet Jonah. The book of the prophet Jonah. Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Song of Solomon, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentations, Ezekiel, Daniel, Hosea, Joel, Amos, Obadiah, Jonah. Jonah. I believe the story of this little book is very familiar to you all. And we'll not read all of it this morning, but Jonah is a prophet. He's a prophet, and he learned some lessons from the Lord. And he's recorded some of the things that he learned so that we can learn, hopefully, without becoming whale bait. Please stand with me for the reading of Holy Scripture. The Bible says, "Now the word of Jehovah came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness is come up before me. But Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of Jehovah, and went down to Joppa. And he found a ship going to Tarshish, so he paid the fare thereof, and went down into it to go with them unto Tarshish, from the presence of Jehovah. But Jehovah sent out a great wind into the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was like to be broken. Then the mariners were afraid and cried every man unto his God, and cast forth the wares that were in the ship into the sea to lighten it of them. But Jonah was gone down into the sides of the ship, and he lay and was fast asleep. So the shipmaster came unto him and said unto him, What meanest thou, O sleeper? Arise, call upon thy God, if so be that God will think upon us, that we perish not. And they said, every one to his fellow, Come, and let us cast lots, that we may know for whose cause this evil is upon us. So they cast lots, and the lot fell upon Jonah. Then said they unto him, Tell us, we pray thee, for whose cause this evil is upon us. What is thine occupation, and whence comest thou? What is thy country, and of what people art thou? And he said unto them, I am an Hebrew, and I fear Yahweh, the God of heaven, which made the sea and the dry land. Then the men were exceedingly afraid, and said unto him, Why hast thou done this? For the men knew that he fled from the presence of the Lord, because he had told them. Then said they unto him, What shall we do unto thee, that the sea may be calm unto us? For the sea wrought and was tempestuous. And he said unto them, Take me up and cast me forth into the sea. So shall the sea be calm unto you. For I know that for my sake this great tempest is upon you. Nevertheless, the men rowed hard to bring it to the land, but they could not, for the sea wrought and was tempestuous against them. Wherefore they cried unto Jehovah and said, We beseech thee, O Jehovah, we beseech thee, let us not perish for this man's life, and lay not upon us innocent blood, for thou, O Jehovah, hast done it as pleased thee. And they took up Jonah and cast him forth into the sea. And the sea ceased from her raging. Then the men feared Jehovah exceedingly and offered a sacrifice unto Jehovah and made vows. Now, Jehovah had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah. And Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights. Then Jonah prayed unto Jehovah his God out of the fish's belly and said, I cried by reason of mine affliction unto Jehovah, and he heard me. Out of the belly of hell cried I, and thou heardest my voice. For thou hast cast me into the deep, into the midst of the seas, and the floods compassed me about. All thy billows and thy waves passed over me. Then I said, I am cast out of thy sight, yet I will look again toward thy holy temple. The waters compassed me about, even to the soul. The depth closed me round about. The weeds were wrapped about my head. I went down to the bottoms of the mountains. The earth with her bars was about me forever. Yet hast thou brought up my life from corruption, O Jehovah, my God. When my soul fainted within me, I remembered Jehovah, and my prayer came in unto thee, into thine holy temple. They that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy. But I will sacrifice unto thee with the voice of thanksgiving. I will pay that I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord. And Jehovah spake unto the fish, and it vomited out Jonah upon the dry land. And the word of Yahweh came unto Jonah the second time, saying, Arise, go unto Nineveh, that great city, and preach unto it the preaching that I bid thee. So Jonah arose and went unto Nineveh according to the word of the Lord. We'll stop there. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of Holy Scripture. You may be seated. Well, we stopped before we got to the end of the story, but if you recall, the Ninevites repented at the preaching of Jonah. They repented. A great multitude of people, some 120,000, were saved from destruction as they turned away from evil and cried out for mercy to Almighty God. Our focus of the morning will be upon that ending refrain of the prophet's prayer, a phrase that I remind you of quite often because of its profundity. At the end of his prayer out of the fish's belly, the prophet observes, Salvation is of the Lord. Salvation is of the Lord. In my English Bible, the is in that final phrase is italicized. You probably know that means that in literal word-for-word rendering from one language to the other, the is not there. It's added by the translators to make the phrase more intelligible in English. So it could be translated salvation of Yahweh. Salvation of the Lord. Also in my English Bible, that last word in the phrase, Lord, is in all capital letters, which means that it's the English rendering of Yahweh or Jehovah. It's the name of the covenant-keeping God, the I am that I am. Alternate translations are salvation belongs to Jehovah, or deliverance comes from Jehovah, or even Yahweh is salvation. After healing the disabled man at the pool of Bethesda, Jesus spoke to a group of Jews and he says to them, Search the Scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. John 5:39. That's what Jesus said. Search the Scriptures. That would have been this part of the book. for in them you think you have eternal life. And they are about me. After his resurrection from the dead, Jesus walked along incognito with some disciples on the way from Jerusalem back to Emmaus. And when they expressed astonishment at the idea of resurrection as he visited with them, Jesus said to them, "O fools, and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken, ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he," Jesus, "expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself." Luke 24, verses 25 through 27. Now listen, we know that Jonah was one of the prophets that Christ expounded to those Emmaus Road disciples, because both Matthew and Luke record Jesus' explicit association of Jonah's time in the whale's belly with his time in Joseph's tomb. Do you remember this? In fact, listen, Jesus said that Jonah's burial in the whale's belly was a simeon, a sign, a mark, a token, a portent of Jesus' own resurrection. Consider, after 3 days in a tomb, a whale's belly, Jonah emerges from the place of death alive. And he comes forth preaching repentance towards God and salvation from death. Consider, after 3 days in Joseph's tomb, Jesus emerges from the place of death alive. And he comes forth preaching repentance towards God and salvation from death. The last recorded utterance of Jonah, of the prophet, before he's vomited upon the seashore is, "Salvation is of Yahweh." Now, brothers and sisters, I'm not sure if the harrowing of hell is sound doctrine or not. Due to its inclusion in that ancient creed, the Apostles' Creed, I suspect that it is. And listen, if it is, then what did Jesus preach when, as Peter says, he went and preached unto the spirits in prison? 1 Peter 3:19. What did he preach in the harrowing of hell? Well, we can't say for sure. It's not explicitly revealed in Holy Scripture. But listen, I suspect that at a minimum, his message reiterated the inside of Jonah, "Salvation is of Yahweh. Salvation is of the Lord." When the Jewish believers at Jerusalem took issue with Peter for his association with those Caesarean Gentiles, Peter told them, "God gave them the gift, like as he did to us who believed on the Lord Jesus. What was I that I could withstand God?" And the Bible says, when they heard these things, they held their peace and glorified God, saying, "Then hath God also to the Gentiles granted repentance unto life." Acts 11, 17 through 18. Listen, friends, God has had a good heart towards the Gentiles since the beginning. Nineveh was a pagan city. Just like he did through Jonah at Nineveh, granting repentance unto life to multitudes of Gentiles. So, listen, starting at Caesarea, through Jesus of Nazareth, God has been granting repentance unto life to myriads, multitudes, masses of Gentiles. Salvation is of Jehovah. Jonah learned some profound theology in that whale's belly. If there was to be any salvation from that place of death, which Jonah calls hell, if there was to be any salvation from that place of death, it must be God's doing. It must be. Only God can bring life out of death. Only God can call those things which be not as though they were. Only God can say, "Thy sins be forgiven thee." And it really happens. Concerning the pronouncement, "Salvation is of the Lord," the Prince of Preachers, Charles Haddon Spurgeon, observed, listen, "Jonah learned this sentence of a good theology in a strange college. He learned it in the whale's belly, at the bottom of the mountains, with the weeds wrapped about his head, when he supposed that the earth with her bars was about him forever. Most of the grand truths of God have to be learned by trouble. They must be burned into us with the hot iron of affliction, otherwise we will not truly receive them. No man is competent to judge in matters of the kingdom until first he has been tried, since there are many things to be learned in the depths which we can never learn in the heights. We discover many secrets in the caverns of the ocean which, though we had soared to heaven, we could never have known. He shall best meet the wants of God's people as a preacher who has had those wants himself. He shall best comfort God's Israel, who has needed comfort. He shall best preach salvation, who has felt his own need of it. Jonah, when he was delivered from his great danger, when by the command of God the fish had obediently left its great depths and delivered its cargo upon dry land, was then capable of judging. And this was the result of his experience under his trouble. Salvation is of the Lord." Close quote. I read somewhere that Spurgeon said that this was an Arminian whale, because as soon as Jonah proclaimed salvation is of the Lord, he spat him out. Well, brothers and sisters, listen. Remember this apostolic teaching. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. Paul taught that, and we noted earlier that the Savior himself taught that the Scriptures testify about him. And he can be found in the writings of Moses and in all the prophets. And that includes the Psalms, because Peter said David was a prophet. Now, our God is inscrutable. And he often hides things from men. But though he is inscrutable, he is often ironic. When God would deliver his people from their wanderings and take them across the Jordan into the promised land, God sent them a leader, the son of Nun, a man named Joshua. Now listen, the name of this leader, which we say in English as Joshua, was Yehoshua, which means Yahweh is salvation. It comes from the Hebrew word roots Yahoh, referring to God Almighty, and Yasha, meaning to save. Yahushua, Yahweh is salvation. Do you understand? Joshua, the one who led the people of God into the land of promise. His very name meant Yahweh is salvation. His very name meant salvation is of the Lord. What an irony. What an irony. When God would deliver His people into the promised land, He sends them a deliverer, a Savior named Joshua. Yahweh is salvation. Now, it's common practice among men to name men after other men. I'm named after my grandpa. Grady's named after his daddy. Roy is named after his grandpa. Elliot's named after our beloved Harold Elliott Brunson II. Now, I know that you know that the purposes of God include the plans of men. I'm going to say that again. Listen, the purposes of God include the plans of men. I know that you know that. But do you remember how Jesus of Nazareth, the Savior of men, got his name? Mary didn't name him after her daddy. Joseph didn't name him after his favorite rabbi. They didn't consult a text on name meanings. The Bible says, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him, that is Joseph, in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is being interpreted, God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not until she had brought forth her firstborn son. And he called his name Jesus. Matthew 1:20-25. Listen, God the Father named Jesus. God the Father named God the Son. And he sent his emissary to make sure that the stepdaddy got it right. Now, the name Jesus, Jesus, is the Greek form of the Aramaic name, Yeshua. Yeshua itself is a contracted form of Yahushua, which we already explored. In other words, as Eric reminded us this morning, the name Jesus is the same name as Joshua. And it has the same meaning. Salvation is of the Lord, or Yahweh is salvation. Listen, I think this is really important, saints. Gabriel specifically told Joseph that the child to be born of Mary would save his people from their sins. Salvation is of the Lord. Yahweh is salvation. There is a name I love to hear. I love to sing its worth. It sounds like music in my ear. The sweetest name on earth. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because He first loved me. Beloved, listen. Our God is inscrutable. And He must delight in irony. He named his son after himself. His son's name means Yahweh is salvation. His son's name means salvation is of the Lord. His son's name means Savior. Oh, beloved, listen. It's a name I love to hear. It's a name I love to hear honored. Jesus said, "Whoso shall receive a little child in my name, receiveth me." Matthew 18:5. He said, "Where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them." Matthew 18:20. He said, "Whosoever shall give you a cup of water to drink in my name, because you belong to Christ, verily I say unto you, he shall not lose his reward." Mark 9:41. He said, "Whatsoever you ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it." John 14:13-14. You may recall, I preached to you last year about how and why and the importance of our praying in Jesus' name. And it's not a cliche to end our prayers. It shouldn't be. It mustn't be. No, it's a sincere attempt to do what Jesus taught us. To pray the way he prayed. To craft our prayers in such a way that he would gladly sign his name to them and say, "In my name." It's to actually entreat the Father in Jesus' name. And beloved, listen. What is Jesus' name? Jesus' name is Yahweh is salvation. Jesus' name is salvation is of the Lord. I'm a sometimes romantic songwriter, wannabe poet. And I've lived in my skin long enough to know I get infatuated with ideas. So, Eric, I try to be cautious. I try to stay with the text, but sometimes an idea creeps into my mind that I just can't let go of. And beloved, I just can't get rid of the idea that the reluctant prophet, Jonah, that sinful man who sought to thwart the will of God, when confronted with the wages of his sin, that is, death, death in the hell of that whale's belly, cried out to the Almighty in prayer. And without even understanding what he did, he prayed in the name of Jesus, ending his prayer with, "Salvation is of Yahweh." Yahweh is salvation. And God gave him life. God gave him life. God delivered him out of death. And through his word, God gave life to the Gentiles. And in the divine plan of the ages, listen, in the divine plan of the ages, Jonah became the primary symbol of Jesus. When they asked Jesus for a sign, he said, "No sign except Jonah. No sign except Jonah." God the Father delivered his son out of death. He raised him from the dead, a light to the Gentiles, God's salvation to the end of the earth, Isaiah 49:6. And through the great apostle Paul, Jesus sent a word to the Jews at Rome. "Be it therefore known unto you that the salvation of God is sent to the Gentiles, and they will hear it. Acts 28:28. John the Revelator was given a miraculous vision of the throne room of the Almighty, and he wrote, "I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands, and cried with a loud voice, saying, Salvation to our God, which sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb. And all the angels stood round about the throne and about the elders and the four beasts, and fell down before the throne on their faces and worshipped God, saying, Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen." Revelation 7:9-12. Well, saints, dear ones, believing what we do about grace, we cannot pass the ending of Jonah's prayer. Salvation is of Jehovah. We can't pass the ending of Jonah's prayer, Jonah's invocation of Jesus. We can't pass that without noting that salvation is of the Lord. Of being that preposition that denotes source or origin. Salvation is of Yahweh. Hear the teaching of the great apostle Paul to the Ephesians in the introduction of his letter to them. He writes, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him. In love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace, wherein he hath abounded toward us all in wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him, in whom we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ." Ephesians 1:3-12. Well, saints, listen. A few weeks ago, Brother Eric asked for a summary of the Epistle to the Hebrews. That's really hard. The best summary I could think of was, Jesus is the best. It's the best I could come up with. Well, the teaching of the great apostle Paul to the Ephesians here is deep and wide and expansive and unfathomable. But listen, if I had to summarize it, if I had to summarize his introduction here to Ephesians, I could do no better than Jonah and say, salvation is of the Lord. Is this all coincidence? Just a fluke? That's not what Jesus taught. He saw himself in the writings of Moses and all the prophets. And if we read with our Jesus glasses on, we will too. Our Savior is Jesus. His name means Savior. His name means Yahweh is salvation. His name means salvation is of the Lord. salvation. Oh, the joyful sound. 'Tis pleasure to our ears. A sovereign balm for every womb. A cordial for our fears. Buried in sorrow and in sin, at hell's dark door we lay. But we arise by grace divine to see a heavenly day. Salvation, let the echo fly the spacious earth around, while all the armies of the sky conspire to raise the sound. Lord, we confess our numerous faults, how great our guilt has been. Foolish and vain were all our thoughts, and all our lives were sin. But, O my soul, forever praise, forever love His name, who turns thy feet from dangerous ways of folly, sin, and shame. 'Tis not by works of righteousness which our own hands have done, but we are saved by sovereign grace abounding through His Son. 'Tis from the mercy of our God that all our hopes begin. 'Tis by the water and the blood our souls are washed from sin. 'Tis through the purchase of His death who hung upon the tree. The Spirit is sent down to breathe on such dry bones as we. Raised from the dead, we live anew, and justified by grace, we shall appear in glory too, and see our Father's face. Please stand with me for prayer. Let us pray. Creator and Redeemer God, author of all existence, source of all blessedness, I adore Thee for making me capable of knowing Thee, for giving me reason and conscience, for leading me to desire Thee. I praise Thee for the revelation of Thyself in the Gospel, for Thy heart as a dwelling place of pity, for Thy thoughts of peace towards me, for Thy patience and Thy graciousness, for the vastness of Thy mercy. Thou hast moved my conscience to know how the guilty can be pardoned, the unholy sanctified, the poor enriched. May I be always amongst those who know not only here, but know Thee, who walk with Thee and rejoice in Thee, who take Thee at Thy word and find life there. Keep me always longing for a present salvation in Holy Spirit comforts and rejoicings, for spiritual graces and blessings, for help to value my duties as well as my privileges. May I cherish simplicity and godly sincerity of character. Help me to be in reality before Thee as in appearance I am before men, to be religious before I profess religion, to leave the world before I enter the church, to set my affections on things above, to shun foolishness and vanity, to be a dispenser as well as a partaker of grace, to be prepared to bear evil as well as to do good. O God, make me worthy of Thy calling, that the name of Jesus may be glorified in me, and I in Him. In Jesus' name, amen.